Today, 58. Showers this afternoon. Maybe a thunderstorm. Some showers early tonight, then partly cloudy, down to 53. And then we'll go up to 63 tomorrow. A gusty south-southwesterly wind. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning, partly cloudy in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Warrenton, 43 in Bethesda, 45 in Washington. Wall Street has a stark reaction to President Trump's attack on Amazon and to his trade policies. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning? A little tired? Some people up late last night? I wonder why. Not me. I slept. Joining us at 7:05, Mark Krikorian will discuss DACA and whether that's off the table now and that caravan marching towards the United States. At 8:05, it's Maryland delegate Nick Kripke who is with us to discuss what's left on the agenda. They only have a couple days to get it all done. And at 8:35, it's Steve Moore joining us. Tariffs and trade concerns hitting the markets hard, hard. I'm Mary Welter here with Vince Colonnades.
Good morning. Well, good morning. It's been interesting that over the past 24 hours, the president has been going after a whole bunch of different groups, organizations, issues. So to pick just one to talk about at any given moment is a real challenge, but we're going to try. Let's pick the Justice Department. Let's start there. I need a giant wheel. Actually, this is what I need. Just a giant wheel of topics with those clickers on it, and we can just spin. Justice Department. All right, let's talk about the Justice Department. The President of the United States criticizing the Justice Department yesterday, saying that it's so sad that the Department of Justice, in quotation marks, and the FBI are slow walking or even not giving the unredacted documents requested by Congress. An embarrassment to our country. This is in reference to the fact that the House Judiciary Committee and Bob Goodlatte, its chairman, have been demanding documents from the Justice Department about their investigations and how they conducted themselves during the 2016 election, certainly about the surveillance of Carter Page, how Hillary Clinton was investigated, and a whole range of issues. And the FBI has been slow walking these documents, not providing them anywhere nearly as quickly. Now, a reason for this is because they say that they have a capacity problem, that it's just a matter of being able to go through the materials. You had Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd said that department officials had to review these materials to make sure they didn't include grand jury information, information about ongoing investigations, attorney-client communications, et cetera, et cetera. But remember, FBI Director Wray just recently doubled the number of staff who were involved in being responsive to these documents from 27 to 54, and they're going to be working in two shifts now from 8 a.m. to midnight every workday to try and get documents over to Congress of interest to them. Now, all of this also comes at the same time while Jeff Sessions has asked John Huber, a U.S. attorney out in Utah, to examine whether or not all of this needs a second special counsel, which Bob Goodlatte, among others, is pushing for. A second special counsel. One who can look into surveillance abuses. One who can potentially look into the investigation into Hillary Clinton. Who can look into all of the issues that Bob Mueller doesn't seem to have in his wheelhouse. Right? And so there have been these calls that we need a second special counsel. Do you agree? Are you for this? Do you think John Huber and the appointment of a U.S. attorney in Utah to begin the consideration of whether or not we need a second special counsel is weak tea? Let us know. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. The reason I ask this in part is because, one, we spoke to Joe DeGeneva earlier this week, and he was happy with, he was fine with John Huber being appointed for now. Because he reports to Jeff Sessions, and this could lead to a second special counsel, and he understands that people are concerned that the appearances here of why a second special counsel could be needed. And I know Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton was on television this very morning. He is not happy. He thinks a second special counsel needs to be appointed, and this, we need to get there. One of my concerns about this is that Bob Mueller's investigation, which we've been tracking for a long time, is a free-for-all. Remember what it started for? Trump, Russia, collusion. It's all over the place now. It's going after people for money laundering. It's going after people for presumably lying to the FBI, despite the fact that there are conflicting reports of whether that actually happened, and all sorts of other issues that are unrelated to the 2016 campaign. And how did it get there? Well, we know that Rod Rosenstein has been, every time Bob Mueller's approached him and said, hey, I found something else, Rosenstein says, you have my blessing. You have my blessing. You have my blessing. Go forth. Pursue that. Well, I saw Bob Goodlatte on Friday, and I asked him about this because I know that he wants a second special counsel. And I said to him, if you get one, do you want it to be as narrow? Do you want it to be narrower than what Bob Mueller's doing? Because Bob Mueller seems to be all over the place. He can just pursue whatever he wants. And Goodlatte said, well, yeah, I mean, the hope would be that he would have, that person would have a narrow prescription of what he should pursue. But if he finds other crimes, if he or she finds other crimes, what happens? The same thing that Bob Mueller's doing. That second special counsel would go to Jeff Sessions and say, look at what I found. Can I pursue it? And then it's up to Jeff Sessions at that point each time to say, yay or nay, yes or no. Go forth. Go after it. So this, you know, so for people who are interested to find out whether or not a second special counsel would be useful in terms of going after all sorts of crimes, maybe it pulls in the Clinton Foundation, maybe it pulls in the Podesta Group, maybe it pulls in all sorts of things. If a second special counsel gets started, Bob Goodlatte saying, yeah, if they spot things like that, all they got to do is go to Jeff Sessions and say, look what I found. I'd like to pursue it. So are you for it? Do you think a second special counsel is needed now? Is it time? Have we just worn it out? Is it time? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, remember yesterday, actually it was on Sunday, we talked about it yesterday, Daryl Issa was on, and I believe he was on Fox, and he said that, you know, Lindsey Graham and everyone is saying, you know, now's the time for a special counsel, just what you're saying. He said, this investigation could and likely will lead to a special investigator, so just let it play out. And Joe DeGeneva told us yesterday, this is the proper procedure. This is how it should go. Mm-hmm. You don't automatically go to a special investigator the way they did with Mueller. So he said, this is the way it should be done. These are the steps that should be taken. And also, yesterday, I asked Joe yesterday about Sessions recusing himself. He only recused himself from the part of the investigation that involved Russia's involvement in the election, in the Trump campaign, Russia's involvement in the Trump campaign. So all this peripheral stuff involving Manafort and Gates, which have nothing to do with the campaign, or before Trump was even announced he was running, these go back to during the Obama administration when they were lobbyists for the Ukraine, a Ukrainian organization lobbying for the actual Ukraine. That's what this goes back to. Jeff Sessions actually can get involved in that because he did not recuse himself from that. He recused himself to a very narrow set, a set period of time from which Jeff Sessions recused himself. So Jeff Sessions has the power to tell Rosenstein, no, you can't go there. That's not what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can take over that part of the investigation. So far, he is choosing not to for whatever reason, and he's letting this go. Manafort is suing because he is suing exactly for that Mueller doesn't have authority over this. This should be Sessions. This shouldn't be Mueller. And Mueller shouldn't even be investigating it, period.
Yeah. Well, here's what Jeff Sessions said. This is in his statement when he made his statement of recusal. I have decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matters related in any way to the campaigns for President of the United States. Manafort, the charges against Manafort have nothing to do with his time during the campaign. That's separate and distinct. Now, all that said, this is still one of the reasons I think we got the Trump tweet yesterday. More on this in a second. It's 5:15 here. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good morning. Our early commuters hitting delays in Virginia. Right now, due to a multi-car crash, northbound on Interstate 95 in the Lorton area. So if you're heading through Woodbridge, coming across the Occoquan, watch for the brake lights, and then up ahead, you're just inching along. Stay to the far right. Looks like two right lanes now getting by the scene of this crash. Again, northbound 95, Lorton. Now, 66, not so much going on, but we do have a stalled car on the shoulder eastbound, right? To come up to the exit for the Beltway as to a medical emergency, so help was there on the scene, and you're pretty much coming up on that at speed. So just be careful, 66. East on the approach to the Beltway. And for the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, no early problems. So you're off to a good start around the Beltway right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Considerable cloudiness today. Occasional rain showers this afternoon. Thunder possible with a high of 58 degrees. Tonight, showers early, then partly cloudy overnight with a low of 53 degrees. And then tomorrow, it'll be windy with showers and thunder showers in the morning. And those will give way to partly cloudy skies late with a high of 63. Right now, Reagan National, 45 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
All right, so the President of the United States again yesterday attacking the Justice Department, his Justice Department, for not giving documents over to Congress quickly enough, saying that it's an embarrassment to our country. You know, as we've watched this, it's not hard to see why Trump has been agitated by all of this, because he's got resources within his own government who seem to be committed to investigating him. And meanwhile, all of the mitigating evidence and factors that could come out are all being slow-walked by the very same government. So there's a special counsel with this like very open-ended budget. They can spend millions of dollars. They can investigate everything. It's an expansive investigation with tons of power. And all of the evidence that could serve as a mitigating factor for Trump in public, not allowed to come out. It just goes way too slowly. I've been thinking about this lately as it relates to Stormy Daniels. And I know, let me try and connect those two stories for a second. Now, the undercurrent with the Stormy Daniels story has always been the feeling of authenticity, that there is something real about the Stormy Daniels story, whatever it is. And obviously, her purpose now is clearly to make a ton of money for herself, and she's looking at this as a sustainer, and there's like all sorts of reasons why she's exploiting the media's appetite for all things anti-Trump. Got it. Perfect. But Trump, the president, kept his head down, remember, last week, and didn't come out until Thursday of last week and gave a speech in Ohio. And I was kind of I was struck by that, because it was a very non-Trumpian thing to do, because throughout his presidency, President Trump has always, whenever he's been confronted by something he felt was even like a shade false, he would come out and he would address it to the frustration, I think, of some of his supporters. Like, why do you have to address everything? But he would come out and be like, that's fake, that's wrong. He would tweet about it. He would go in public. He would talk to a reporter. He would have these unscripted moments where he would just address everything. And then when you get a story like Stormy, where it's clear his lawyers were obviously involved in a real settlement with her. They actually gave her money to have her not speak and to try and just tamp this thing down. And then he spends an entire week not saying anything about it when, you know, 60 Minutes does this big interview and Anderson Cooper. It kind of led me to believe all of the times he speaks out in public are because he truly knows that there's either a shade of falsity or they're completely false. Like, it kind of confirms that that his reactions to so-called fake news are genuine ones, that he's not kind of BSing his way through those things. He has genuine concerns with the way those stories are being told, and he's attacking them. Stormy, it kind of feels authentic insofar as it happened, but the rest of it, he just didn't respond to it. And that made me kind of think that there's even a further air of credibility on the side of when he does attack so-called fake news stories. I don't know. I don't know if my psychology is wrong in this, but it felt right.
Well, it's interesting, because you think a guy like Trump wouldn't have a tell. You know, a good poker player doesn't have a tell.
Uh-huh.
So you would think Trump wouldn't have a tell. So I understand what you're saying, where you're going with it. But again, how many of us along the same lines, how many, we've said this a zillion times. Do you honestly think he didn't sleep with a porn star? No, it's Donald Trump. I mean, it's like we knew what we were getting when we elected him. All of his baggage was out there. So there was nothing for the Democrats to go after because it was all out there. Everything he did was on the front page of the New York Post back in the day in New York.
So very unusual.
So his whole persona in the 80s and everything was of being this playboy, and he was on the Howard Stern show all the time talking about, you know, like his dalliances and all this other stuff, very risque, and that was the persona he painted, this, you know, super duper rich playboy.
Right.
So, and his affairs were in public, everything, all his dirty laundry was in public, but he owned it. He owned it and put it out there and said, this is who I am. So the Democrats can't ruin him by going after those things, because the Stormy Daniels thing, the left is shocked to find out that people are like, okay, we kind of knew that. You know, so what are they doing? They're going after the people around him. They're taking out the different heads. They're going after Scott Pruitt now. You know, they're going to go after each one of the heads of different organizations, you know, different departments, because they can't go after Trump, because Trump is like, yeah, okay, so what?
Yeah, lions picking off gazelles in the herd.
Exactly.
You just wait for a straggler, and then you grab them.
The sick one at the watering hole.
You take them out.
Yep.
All right.
That's my theory.
That's a good theory. I like that theory, too.
Thank you.
522 on WMAL.
Here's a way you can save time. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
There's hope for those struggling with depression at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, the nation's most experienced TMS therapy provider, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit Hope. TMS.com.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Now it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every 2 rugs cleaned, get the 3rd rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. I know it's a little frustrating here early on sitting in delays, but here's what's happening. The crash is north on 95 in Lorton. They are making some progress here. Had multiple cars involved. Now it looks like they're getting an additional lane getting by. So now three right lanes are getting by the scene of the crash. There's still a lot going on along the left side of the interstate, but it is improving, even though the delays are coming out of Woodbridge. So Woodbridge to Lorton here early on for solid lineup. In the Stafford area, car fire as you come off of the exit for 630 Courthouse Road to Interstate 95. And it looks like they've closed that ramp momentarily to deal with that activity. Getting into Virginia, now the obstacle is going to be on the southeast, southwest freeway. So we're busy early on here. If you're coming from the 11th Street Bridge, you're okay. No delay to the 3rd Street Tunnel, but it's right after the 3rd Street Tunnel where I see that volume picking up to head to the outbound 14th Street Bridge for the crash. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky winning this morning, but no rain yet. Showers will be in the forecast. And let's get through the next couple of days. We'll get temperatures back to normal, which is the low 60s. Today, 58. Showers this afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. Some showers early tonight, then partly cloudy, down to 53. That way, a little bit cooler if you go outside. And then we'll go up to 63 tomorrow. Gusty south-southwesterly wind. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Partly cloudy in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 527 on WMAL. So we're talking about, you know, the president has had to grapple with his own Justice Department and the people within the government who have often seemed like at times that they're seeking to undermine him throughout. And that started back in the presidential transition. I wanted to share something with you that I've been working on, and it'll be released in the next day. I did a deep state documentary, and the concept of it is, what is the deep state? It's specifically looking into what is this concept that we've heard about so much since the transition of the intelligence community working against Donald Trump. What does this mean? How does it work? And it's so interesting. I talked to James Rosen, the investigative reporter. He's written books on both Nixon and as well as the Bush-Cheney era. I talked to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, of course, a former intelligence guy, many years doing that, and an Army reservist. I talked to Sagar and Jetty, the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, and we got into all of the details of the deep state, from its origins in Turkey and Egypt and how that actually worked in terms of coups and governments being overthrown. And then it's more subtle but actually real implications in the United States. You go back to Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon's Attorney General, John Mitchell, was spied on by Hoover, by the FBI director, who assigned FBI agents to the Attorney General, his personal security guards, to the Attorney General, who were writing down every word that he said to his own wife and sending them back to the director of the FBI.
Now they just have all they would have to do now is just subpoena Siri or Alexa.
That's right.
And they wouldn't have to do any of that.
Yeah, you just
or
have
their TV, you know. Everybody says, I've got nothing to hide. Yeah, you know, all they would have to do is subpoena that information now.
The Department of Defense spying on the President of the United States.
Yep.
Rifling through Henry Kissinger's briefcase, looking through the notes. There are all sorts of examples throughout history of where people have used their power in a way that would shock you. And we got into some of the details of that. That deep state documentary coming out tonight, it'll be available tomorrow on dailycaller.com. So a good look into what the deep state is and how it actually works. 529 on WMAL.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Okay, that caravan's still en route to the United States of America, but before they get here, a whole bunch of policy debates are going to have to be settled out. The President of the United States saying it's time to invoke the nuclear option. We'll get into the details. 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Today is the first day back in class for students at Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County. Exactly 2 weeks after one of their classmates came to school, shot two other students, and then killed himself. It's day six of the student sit-in protest at Howard University's administration building, but one of the organizers of the protest says they hope that today will be the final negotiating session with school administrators as the students press a list of demands, including the resignation of the school president. Thousands of underpaid Oklahoma teachers ditched the classrooms yesterday to rally at the state capitol, but Governor Mary Fallon says leaders can't neglect other parts of the state's budget in looking for more money for teachers.
It's not just about pay. In Oklahoma, the state's teachers union says that school funding has been cut by 28% in the last decade, which means the burden of making sure the classroom has enough supplies falls back on the underpaid teacher. Oklahoma state legislators did approve a $6,100 raise last week in response to teachers' complaints. But for those protesting, it's only the beginning.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. People in some parts of the country are still keeping their snow shovels handy.
Monday was the eighth most snowy April day in New York City's history, as nearly 5 inches fell in Central Park in the morning. The Big Apple usually gets about half an inch for the entire month. Other states also getting pounded with the white stuff include Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania.
Correspondent John Lawrence. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,644, the NASDAQ at 6,870. Sports sponsored by Leidos, the college basketball title goes to Villanova. Bryce Harper homers again as the Nats win their fourth straight. The O's lose in Houston. The Caps beat St. Louis and the Wizards are in Houston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At Leidos, we help our customers protect what matters most. For nearly 50 years, the important work of our scientists, engineers, and IT experts has helped solve some of the nation's and the world's most complex problems. LEIDOS.com/answers.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning Sedation Dental Care match with the Hybridge Dental Implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, April 16th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Ryan Zimmerman.
And it's 2-0.
Exceptional against Atlanta.
See you later again.
All access before the game. Nationals, Braves. The series continues tonight at 7 on Masson 2. Sean Doolittle.
Swing and a miss on a fastball.
Saved the Nats bullpen last season.
There it is. Swing and a miss.
All access before the game. Nationals, Braves. The series concludes tomorrow at 11:30 on Masson.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Well, the MLS numbers are in, and they don't lie. Out of 40,000 local agents, Wilson Realty Group is ranked the number one local hybrid agent. So find out what over 1,000 happy clients already know. And check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading from the district into Virginia from the southeast southwest freeway to head to the outbound 14th Street Bridge. Right now, a little bit tricky, so if you're heading in that stretch, be very cautious. Right now, I'm not seeing any backups off of the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's just after the tunnel, the brake lights. Up ahead, it's a car fire, and the exit into the HOV lanes to go onto the outbound side of the 14th Street Bridge block. So you can't use the HOV side. You can use the main line. So follow police direction. I know it's a little bit tricky there. Again, on the freeway heading into Virginia. All right, Virginia, we've had early delays here due to the multi-car crash, but progress continues to be made here at the cleanup north in Lorton. Looks like three right lanes now get by northbound 95 in Lorton. Dale City is where the backups begin. So about 40 minutes from Dale City to Lorton here early on over to Route 1 could save you a little bit of time as well. On the Beltway, looks good. Virginia, Maryland, 270. A little bit of volume here. Bright has come out of Frederick, down toward Urbana, again in Hyattstown. But lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some showers in for the afternoon commute. Maybe a thunderstorm, 58 tonight. Showers early, then partly cloudy, down to 53. Outside the Beltway, a little bit cooler. Tomorrow, windy. You'll notice that. And a few showers, thunderstorms in the morning. Then partly cloudy in the afternoon, more seasonable, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Chantilly, 43 in La Plata, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 7:05, Mark Krikorian. 8:05 will be joined by Maryland delegate Nick Kipke. And then at 8:35, Steve Moore. Busy morning. Vince Colonnais is alongside Mary Walter.
President Trump tweeting, I know it's not news, tweeting yesterday, urging the Senate to change their rules in order to pass funding for the border wall. You know, they're calling it a caravan. It could also be seen as an invasion of migrants, if you'd like to call them migrants, coming up from Honduras. 80% of them are from Honduras, coming up, traveling throughout Central America, coming into South America, coming into Mexico. Traveling in Mexico is like, oh, on your way to America, come right on through. There you go. They're like, they're like the French when Germany came in. They're like, would you like some croissants with your sauerkraut? Okay, they just let them come right in. You come in at table for 2,000 right here.
Table for 2,000. Yeah. Well, I love how the Mexican immigration officials are just leaving their posts when they see the group. They just shrug and they're like, eh, not worth it. No bueno.
I have to tell you, that doesn't sound like a surprise to me. Does that sound like a surprise to you? They're just like, oh, I'm not dealing. It just doesn't sound like a surprise to me.
I don't know. I haven't dwelled enough on the particulars of Mexican immigration officials to know if that's in character or not. But it seems like all of them are all running to grab a Coke. I saw that one. There was the woman who was like, forget it, I'm getting a Coke. Like it was almost as if Coke had sponsored the story.
She covered up her uniform and went to go sit and have a soda to watch them all pass by and wave. And Mexican towns are setting up welcome stations and welcoming them and letting them camp there overnight.
Well, of course.
And then sending them on to the next one. Well, going to America right this way.
Could you imagine if there was like a group of 1,200 Mexicans who decided that they were going to walk to Canada and they were walking through the United States and we just had like welcome wagons that each... Every so often, we're like, welcome. As long as you're going to Canada, fantastic. Wonderful. We're totally happy. Here's a drink. In fact, we'll have lemonade stands for you.
Well, that's what we're. Well, actually, I heard that we're getting Costco involved in the welcoming party for the invasion along the border because they have those samples. They're very good with the samples. They're just gonna have carts with their samples all along the border. Not quite sure where they're gonna land.
They're a little pushy.
So we're gonna move them. We're gonna move them there, and everybody gets a little cup with a little sample in it of food. You know, when they come in, we'll have water and the Walmart greeters. Walmart's gonna give us their greeters there. Welcome to America. I heard you've been traveling for a long time. We left the light on for you. So the president tweeted out, Congress must immediately pass border legislation. Use nuclear option if necessary to stop the massive inflow of drugs and people. Border patrol agents and ICE are great, but the weak Dem laws don't allow them to do their job. Act now, Congress. Our country is being stolen. He's right. Citizenship in this country is being stolen. It's not even citizenship. I've said this, and it's terrible, but what's the point of being a citizen anymore in this country? Mm-hmm. What's the point? If you want to vote, go ahead and vote, because they don't ask if you're a citizen, so it's super easy to do if you want to. It's virtually impossible to catch you doing it.
Well, there's some areas where non-citizens are allowed to vote, actually.
Right, in local elections.
Yeah.
In, quote, local elections.
Municipal.
Yeah. So what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Why should you be a citizen? And it's a really sad question to have to ask. Don't speak the language. Don't worry. We'll take care of you. We'll have an interpreter for you everywhere you go. We'll make sure businesses require that. You hurt yourself, show up at our ER. We'll give you the same health care as the suckers paying for it. Kids can't read, put them in school. We'll pay for them, too. I mean, the PSA writes itself.
Well, this is interesting that he's bringing up the nuclear option again, because he doesn't often do this. He has done it before, but he slowed it down. As soon as he started working well with Mitch McConnell and they were able to get tax reform underway and passed, he stopped going after the nuclear option in the Senate. And when he says the nuclear option, what he's referring to is the legislative filibuster, basically, because right now you need a supermajority to pass anything in the Senate, 60 votes. You need to get 60 people together. Now he's saying, I want you to get to a simple majority. Pull the trigger, Mitch, and change it to 51. And there's a ton of debate. We've had it here on this program about whether or not that's a good idea, because Democrats will be able to have that power once they have the Senate back. But the counterargument to that is, guess what? They're going to do it anyway. So you're burning up clock by not doing it now. That's the counterargument. Yeah.
Border Patrol agents, he tweeted out again, Border Patrol agents are not allowed to properly do their job at the border because of ridiculous liberal Democrat laws like catch and release, getting more dangerous, caravans coming. Republicans must go to nuclear option to pass tough laws now, no more DACA deal. Sarah Huckabee Sanders in the morning interview on Fox and Friends yesterday said, I hope Republicans do and follow the president's lead. We have an influx of drugs and gang members coming across, not just coming across from Mexico, but through Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico needs to step up and do more. And remember, the president also held NAFTA over Mexico's head.
Threatening to use
as a bargaining chip, which he has to do at this point, because this is what happens when you have an unguarded border. People think it's open season. And it is open season. You can just, as soon as you get a foot in the country, they have to take you in, process you, put you inside the country wherever you say you have relatives. We'll ship you there for free, because that's part of our program. And then you have to wait for your deportation hearing, which could be 2 to 4 years from now. And the Justice Department official talking about enormous court backlogs, they're going to start to impose quotas on federal immigration judges to try to speed up deportations. That is a double-edged sword. Does it make them less effective if they don't get to take their time when hearing these cases? Problem is, nobody shows up for them. And there's a backlog of years of immigrants.
600,000 cases is the current backlog.
600,000?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
600,000.
It's a crisis, and something needs to be done. 543 on WMAL.
You know when you go somewhere and the service is just excellent? When you're just going about your daily routine, doesn't it make a difference when you encounter people who enjoy what they do, take pride in a job well done? Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and as a listener, you're probably familiar with my weight loss journey. Well, it's been 1 year since graduating EMP 180 Weight Loss and keeping the weight off, and I owe so much of my success to their amazing staff. The team at EMP 180 have supported me throughout. They've celebrated every win. They've advised me through the occasional slip up. With EMP 180, you're never alone. They devise a plan specifically for you and your lifestyle because they understand that one size doesn't fit all. I'm so fortunate to have found EMP 180 Weight Loss, experienced their program firsthand, and received the ongoing service and support from a team that loves what they do. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180.
58-year-old Kevin Johnson suffered from ED, and today his life in the bedroom is better than ever, and it was not the little blue pill that changed his performance. Urologists explain that 97% of men experience performance issues in the bedroom at one point. A test group performed outstanding when given this incredible product that the lawyers for the blue pill wanted to shrug off and ignore. The product is called Noxitril, and it's not yet available in stores. This powerful male enhancement pill has a combination of the highest quality ingredients available, ingredients that Chinese herbalists have been using in combination for 5,000 years. Now experience true vitality with powerful Noxitril. No medicine, no side effects, just performance that will make your partner smile. Call now and take advantage of our special free bottle offer today.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381.
All right. Also, make sure to tune in at 7:05 for Mark Krikorian. I've got a ton of questions about immigration policy for him, and he'll have a ton of answers. 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, we can do this. A little tough start, though. Virginia 95 North and Lorton crash just confined to the shoulder, so they have all lanes reopened. You see a little bit of flashing lights still, but the delay out of Dale City. So Dale City to Lorton, solid lineup here, but traffic's just been released. Least completely. Over to Route 1 Woodbridge, still save you a little bit of time, but that's going to pick up some of the volume as well for the bailout traffic. Now, on 66, coming through Manassas toward Centerville after Business 234, that's where we have the crash. That's on the left shoulder, but a lot of flashing lights, so we're very slow, just inching by that cautiously. Trying to get into Virginia, car fire is definitely slowing us on the freeway here. Westbound freeway, as you head toward the outbound 14th Street Bridge, the exit to the HOV lane still closed as they take taking care of what's left of the remaining parts of that car fire. That's been extinguished for a little while, but still a lot of activity. No problems to report 270, but through Urbana and Hyattstown, that looks to be the heaviest stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Start to see clouds on the increase. Hopefully you packed along the rain gear today. We'll get some showers in for the afternoon commute. Maybe a thunderstorm, 58. Tonight, showers early, then partly cloudy down to 53. Outside the Beltway, a little bit cooler, probably into the 40s. Tomorrow, windy. You'll notice that. And a few showers, thunderstorms in the morning. Then partly cloudy in the afternoon, more seasonable, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
45 degrees in the nation's capital, 547 on WMAL.
This is so interesting. At least I find this really interesting. There are millions of people, obviously, in this country. They expect by 2050, there'll be 14 million people suffering from Alzheimer's. Right now, it's 5.7 million Americans diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It's a worldwide problem. We don't have the corner of the market on it. They found that triggering old memories, it's called immersive reminiscence therapy. Environment is how they do it. And what they do, and it's been done in the Netherlands, it's been done in England, each one has a different model. They're doing it now in the United States. It's called Glennertown Square. It's in San Diego, California. It's going to open at the end of this month. It's this huge warehouse, and they took this huge warehouse and they transformed it into a 1950s town. Because right now, Alzheimer's patients are in their late 70s, early 80s, the majority of them. And so their memories were mostly formed back in the 50s. They've done some research on this, and they find that your most vivid memories for us are formed between your teen years and the age of 35.
Oh, it's your heyday.
That's when the majority of your memories are formed, and they find that Alzheimer's patients, they can remember that time period very well. Those memories for them are very strong.
Yes.
So right now they would be in their 50s. So Glennertown Square is going to be a daycare for Alzheimer's patients. They call them participants. And it's $95 a day for daycare for your Alzheimer patient relative or friend or whomever. And inside this warehouse, they have a movie theater where they can go and watch movies from the 1950s. A barber shop. They have a diner that's outfitted just like the 1950s, a jukebox, the whole bit. And so what they do is they put them into groups of five. And they all have about the same cognitive level. And then they put a couple of different groups with a staff person who dresses normally like anybody else in the town. And they walk through a different section of the town on different days. They have different experiences.
Wow.
Going through. And they found that they will talk. People, Alzheimer's patients who normally don't speak, will actually start to have conversations about, like, they have a big T-bird. They have a Thunderbird in it. And they'll talk about the car. I had that car. I learned how to drive on that. They actually have conversations about it.
So they'll have, like, 1950s cars and 1950s buildings and 1950s movie theater. And everyone's dressing that way.
Well, the people dress like today in the staff. They don't. It's not like a costume. But the thing about it is, you can go like with a relative, and you can spend the day with them there.
Yeah.
And they actually have conversations with them when they previously don't even speak.
Now, I know San Diego in particular is uniquely suited to do something like this. They have a lot of classic vehicles and things in that area. It's pretty neat, and they've got the means to build something like this. So that's a cool idea.
And they say it really calms them down. It reduces agitation, and you spend 45 to 50 minutes in each section and then move on. So like, you couldn't go to the movies with your grandfather.
Yeah.
You can go to see a movie now because they understand it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really, really cool. So I love this idea, and I hope it works, and I hope we see more of it. 5:50 on WMAL.
Time for Al Rushbo.
We are in the second year of the Trump presidency. There's still as much deranged lunacy out there as there has been. I'm going to give you an example. A woman in Sacramento who will not tell us who she is selling her house. She will only accept offers from buyers who are not Trump supporters. If you're a Trump supporter, you can't bid. Now, the woman selling the property, again, unidentified, supposedly to protect her identity. But from who? Her realtor says that locking out Trump supporters is an issue of principles and morals and ethics. Now, experts say it's not clear if this violates the Federal Fair Housing Act. That law protects against discrimination on race, color, handicap, religion, sex, family status, and, of course, nationality. So the anti-Trump sales clause may be perfectly legal because it's about politics. Now, this is hatred pure and simple, but imagine if it was aimed at supporters of a liberal politician. Just imagine if some idiot had a house for sale, but excluded Obama supporters. He or she would be hung out to dry by the drive-by media, and we would know who that person is the moment the house was listed. But in liberal enclaves of this country, Trump hate has moved in. It's permanent. It's an approved way of life. And it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Why would you cut off half your customer base that might want to buy your house? This is a definition of stupid.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
We have thousands of clients. Some were worried about taxes. Others wanted to avoid probate. Many lived in fear their money would wind up in their child's divorce case. All of them were relieved to hear about our Reservoir Trust. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English how you can get your legal house in order. Stop stewing about it. Know the freedom of having a great plan. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging. Visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, it's been a busy 5 o'clock hour, but we're winding this down. Okay, on 95, all lanes reopen, Interstate 95, Virginia, in Lorton. That's where we had the multi-car crash, so it kept us busy through this 5 o'clock hour out of Dale City for the delays. But the closer you get to where the crash had been, the better the pace, and then you're good to go up to the Beltway. Either loop to the Beltway, good through Tyson's, good over to the Wilson Bridge. Now, getting in to Virginia on the freeway, Southeast Southwest Freeway. We had a car fire that's been extinguished. You can now get by slowly onto the HOV exit lanes to go to the outbound 14th Street Bridge, but delays from the 11th Street Bridge. So early, hefty delays that stretch of the freeway from the 11th Street Bridge to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a bit milder today on a southeast breeze and some rain showers coming in for the afternoon. Maybe even a thunderstorm. We'll get up to about 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
45 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites.
How do business travelers win on the road? By staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Relax with contemporary lobby makeovers and stylish room designs. Prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Altrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom.
The Window Man.
Financing terms through EnterBank USA and with approved credit cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day. And I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we're going to chat about Maryland's intention to ban salary histories in those interviews. You want a job in Maryland? You might be required not to talk about your salary. We'll get into it.
And there was apparently a big game last night. I don't know. Something happened. We'll talk about that, too.
Mary Karras.
6 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's back to class today for students at Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County for the first time since the shootings 2 weeks ago that left two students dead and one injured. A teen came to school that day, shot two classmates, then took his own life. In the days since that shooting, students have mourned the loss of Jalen Willie, who died as a result of the attacks. Her funeral was last week. Tens of thousands of teachers walked out yesterday in Oklahoma and Kentucky.
Oklahoma lawmakers last week approved an emergency pay increase of more than $6,000 for its teachers. The Oklahoma Education Association says that's a good start for a state that's in the bottom three for teacher salaries. Oklahoma teachers have also complained there aren't enough textbooks per child, and some of the ones they do have are 20 years old. Others have said there aren't enough chairs per student, and the ones they have are mostly broken. Kentucky educators also went to their state capitol, furious with lawmakers over a pension reform bill. These protests and a rally in Arizona last week are inspired by a successful teacher strike in West Virginia in March.
Correspondent Natasha Chen. D.C. police are looking for two women accused of attacking a third woman at a downtown Washington restaurant last month, when that woman mentioned that she supports Donald Trump. It happened, police say, around 1 a.m. on March 16th at the Surfside Restaurant on N Street near DuPont Circle. Police say the 29-year-old victim said she overheard a conversation the two female suspects were having with a male friend when she interjected that she was a Trump supporter. She says that's when they called her a racist name and attacked her. The Washington region's commercial construction rates apparently are still having trouble rebounding from the double whammy of the recession and sequestration.
There was a slight decline in commercial construction across the region from 2016 to 2017, says John Kent of the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments.
We're probably about half of the commercial activity that we had, say, in 2005, 2008.
Retail space is continuing to see declines, but there are two sides to that coin, Kent says.
We are seeing a little more in distribution centers and warehousing because e-commerce relies on that.
Building near metro stations also went down, but that's not a reflection of metro, he says.
That's more due to land use shifts on what sector is stronger.
Something like a data center, which needs a lot of space but few employees, likely wouldn't go near metro. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There's a new program in Maryland now that's working to ensure your car is safe.
Maryland is the first state to take part in the Vehicle Recall Safety Pilot Program.
We'll be including in a vehicle registration notice that you get, either by paper or by email, information if you have an open recall.
Chrissy Neiser with the state's Motor Vehicle Administration tells WMAL that currently only 70% of recalls are resolved, mostly because people either disregard the notice or have since sold the vehicle to someone else. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
You're slow going in the first day of jury selection of Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial.
Over 120 potential jurors were called to the courthouse. By the end of the day, 90 of them were dismissed. Around half of the jury pool said they had already formed an opinion about Cosby's guilt or innocence. Just one potential juror said he had not heard or seen anything about the Me Too movement.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,644, the NASDAQ at 6870. Sports.
For the second time in 3 years, Nova is number one. Villanova, your 2018 national champion. champions.
Kevin Kugler with the final call on Westwood One Sports as the Wildcats beat Michigan. Baseball, the Nats improved to 4-0 with a win in Atlanta. The O's lose in Houston. The Caps win. The Wizards take on the Rockets tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
Here, folks, listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
You've got me now.
Details at WMAL.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Roofing and More. What's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
Here is another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business typically draws its customers from a 5 to 10 mile radius around your store. Using geo-targeted digital ads, you can stop paying for advertising falling outside this radius and ensure your message is only served in the places that matter, making your investment smarter, more localized, and more effective. To learn more, go to CumulusDigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This traffic update now sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Getting through town. All right, this is where we a little bit complicated. On the southeast southwest freeway from the 11th Street Bridge to the 14th Street Bridge. Pretty much jammed solid as you head past the 3rd Street Tunnel to get up to the bridge because of the earlier car fire. It's been extinguished, but that was on the exit ramp to the HOV lanes for the outbound 14th Street Bridge side. So still a lot of activity. Watch for police to direct you through there. DC